This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday that he would only meet with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to discuss his departure from power after an interview in which he suggested otherwise. The news site Axios has published an interview with Trump in which he said he would be open to meeting with Maduro. That statement left him appearing to waver in his support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, whom the U.S. and a number of other countries had formally recognized as interim president after contested elections in 2018. On Monday, Trump tweeted, "My administration has always stood on the side of freedom and liberty and against the oppressive Maduro regime." Guaido met with Trump in February as a guest for the State of the Union address in an attempt to rekindle his campaign to depose Maduro. In a statement about his visit, the White House said it would continue to work to confront the illegitimate dictatorship in Venezuela. The United States and other countries blame Maduro's socialist policies for a political and economic crisis threatening regional stability, while recognizing Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate interim leader. Delegations from the United States and Russia are meeting in Vienna today and tomorrow to discuss their nuclear arsenals. President Trump has abandoned several U.S. treaties with Russia, including ones on overflights and on intermediate-range nuclear forces. Trump has said China should be involved in the talks on New START, in arguing that up until now, Beijing has done as it liked in developing its weapons systems. The Chinese government has refused the invitation, with its foreign ministry saying earlier this month the time is not yet ripe for China to participate in nuclear disarmament negotiations. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.